I have a stepson and a stepdaughter that I'd put them through just as much as I did my wife and my own child. And I'm sorry that they had to see the things that they seen. But now I can look back and say that was a totally different person.
Stai gut day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear more from John Bear, a Muscogee Creek from Oklahoma, as he shares about forgiveness, love, and his relationship with God.
So I started drinking and smoking and got out of school. So the rest of the year, that's pretty much what I did every day. I was drinking alcohol, partying, and that was my life for the better part of 13 years until I was maybe 29, 30 years old. During that time, I met my wife, Tammy. We've been married 10 years, and for the better part of that time, I still drank, and I did the drugs, and I was going out to clubs, and just not being the person that I needed to be for my family. Yeah, I would leave home and not come home for a day or so and not worry about what was going on with her or my daughter. I have a daughter that was born in 95, and you know, just while I was out drinking and partying and doing my thing, you know, not worrying about what was going on with them. And, she tried to get me into church. She had talked to me before about it. And we started coming to Glorietta Baptist Church here. My mother was coming to church here and my sister. And we had friends that were coming here. And I've known of Glorietta since they were at another location. And, we were invited to church. My mom invited us not so much just me, but she, you know, invited my wife. And sometimes I didn't even know, but you know, we started coming. My wife got me out of bed one morning and, well, let's go to church, you know. So we got up and we came. We just came. I feel that she was always ready to come to church and was always ready to, she was raised in a church, and, I think she was just waiting on me. And, again, I don't know what I'd do without her, really. For bringing me at one point in time when we first started coming to Glorietta, I just felt to me that she was just dragging me out of bed just to drag me to church, you know. And, the more we came, you know, Wednesdays and Sundays, the more we came and sit in the pews, and the more I heard the word, the more I felt convicted that, you know, God knows my heart and he knows where I'm at and where I need to be. And, I thank God for my wife and her bringing me. They kind of work as a team, I guess. And I would sit in the back pew and just think and listen to the preacher's word, listen to him preach the word of the Bible and God's word, and sit in there every Sunday, through the sermons. It always felt like, or seemed like, that every sermon was spoken to me personally. No matter what it was on, whether it was on relationships, you know, just not doing the right thing, which I knew at that time I wasn't. In March of 2003, my wife and I, we were in church and was listening to a sermon, and, you know, I grabbed my wife by the hands, and I know that she was always ready, and, you know, she was waiting on me for whatever reason, I don't know. But me and my wife, we stepped out to the aisle and made the walk to the front to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The sin was, if I couldn't even count how much sin there was in my life, and I know, I mean, sin is as a part of everybody's life. And we were in the pews. I don't remember what the preacher was preaching that day, but, it grabbed me. It's just unbelievable how you feel convicted. I mean, you're wrong, and you just sit in the pew. It grabbed me pretty good. And they always say that God knows your heart, and he does, because the feeling I had, it was like, you know, get up. He's talking to you. And whatever this sermon was over, like I said, I can't remember what it was over. But just needing God in my life, you know, don't be afraid to walk down the aisle. Don't be embarrassed. We're not here to embarrass you. And I just thought, you know, he just pulled me out of the pew, my wife and I, and we did. We walked down and we accepted the Lord. You know, I was into the alcohol, and I was, out every night, and, from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, I was on my own doing my own thing. And, you know, sin is, like I say, sin is everywhere in this world that we live in. And from that moment on, when we walked to the front to accept Jesus Christ, I honestly felt, a calm come over me and saying, you know, you are forgiven no matter what I have done. And from that moment on, every sermon I hear, you know, and I just think, you know, I was the guy outside looking in with all the sin that I had in my life, and God replacing that with his love and knowing that he was, you know, he just took all that away, and it was just a calm that I can't explain. It's just so, it was a wonderful thing, and I'm glad to be where I'm at. I thank God every day for my wife and my daughter. I have a stepson and a stepdaughter that I'd put them through just as much as I did my wife and my own child, I'm sorry that they had to see the things that they seen, but now I can look back and say that was a totally different person. I asked the Lord into my life, and he's, ever since that time in 2003, I've always heard people say to stop drinking cold turkey, can't happen. Well, I quit smoking. I quit drinking. I quit living it, the ungodly life. I was diagnosed with diabetes at one time, and to say I'm not now, I don't know. I've had a doctor tell me I'm not, because I'm off of the medication and what have you. But I know the alcohol and that type stuff was a big problem in that also. And that may have been just another way of God telling me to, you know, slow down, look what you're doing, you know. And it's been a wonderful walk of life since then, since March 2003, again, when we accepted the Lord. Everything that we do now is family oriented. It's me and my wife and our kids and our family, and I thank God for sending her my way. She has done so much for me, and not just me, but for my family in general, my mom and my sister. She's been a real blessing to us, and to me especially. Because of her now, you know, I walk around and I say, you know, I thank her. I've never told her, but I thank her, you know, for being there for helping me stop drinking, to understand that, you know, I can do it and have just as much fun. Everybody says drinking is fun, and you do. It causes all kinds of problems, and she's helped me understand that. And also God has instilled that in me that, you know, no matter how big my sins are, what I've done in the past, It doesn't matter how big they are. I ask God for forgiveness and he will forgive. He forgives the smallest to the biggest. I guess if there isn't any sense of a small sin or a large sin, sinning. If you ask and you're sincere, God will bless you. And he has. He has forgiven me numerous times. And even today, you know, I know things in this today when I get down and I get frustrated at work or what have you, you know, I can just take time out and close my eyes for a second and put him in my heart and say, you know, Lord, I need you to help me through this day. I can't do it on my own. And for that matter, no one can. To have God there is put him first, and you know that you will be able to accomplish anything. And I am an example of that. I put him in my life. He's directed me in the right way. I'm involved in our church with the kids, the elders. I thank God for my elders. I respect them. I love them. Because without the elders, you know, I would not have the place that I have to come and worship. There are other places, but I love my church. I love my God and I love my church family. It's just so unbelievable how much he has blessed me. And I know that people have told me growing up that, put him first and it, you know, you can't go wrong. And it is true. If I would have believed it before, it would have been so much easier in this walk of life. But, and I can see now that with him, it is a lot smoother walk. And every now and again, like I say, every now and again, I veer off that road. And he always brings me home to that road. I just thank him daily for everything that he has done. And the Bible tells me that, you know, with God, all things are possible, no matter how big or how small. With God, all things are possible, and I believe that because of what he has done with my life. And I just can't say how much I love him for loving me and forgiving me of my sins. For one man to do that for not just one person, but the whole world is just unbelievable, and it is amazing the love that you feel.
It's encouraging to hear someone talk about their love for God like this. The Bible tells us that we love him because he first loved us. How about you? Do you love God? Have you received his love for you? If you have, then the only appropriate response is to love him back and live gratefully for him. Sadly, there are many who claim to love God, but their lives say something different. What does your life say? Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If you've been lured away by the cares and charms of this world, you're being unfaithful to him. It's time to come back to the one who loves you and gave himself for you. My friend, he deserves nothing less than our whole heart. If he doesn't have yours, why don't you turn to him now? If you would like to know more, let me encourage you to visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.